It's just a few days to go before the presidential election, and in the first of two special programmes, Ian Willoughby profiles the Czech-American economics professor Jan Švejnár, who's challenging Václav Klaus for the job.
Jan Švejnár is taking on the popular incumbent Václav Klaus in this Friday's election for the largely symbolic post of Czech president. The challenger left Czechoslovakia with his family at the age of 17, after the Soviet invasion of 1968. Following a short period in Switzerland, the Švejnárs moved to the United States, where Mr. Švejnár, now 55, has spent most of his life. A liberal professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan, Jan Švejnár is backed for president by the Social Democrats and the Greens, and has been working hard to win further support from other parties. But it's fair to say that outside political circles, he was a far from familiar figure when he announced his candidature in December. That's something the challenger has tried to rectify with a series of visits to regional centres around the country. I managed to speak briefly with Jan Švejnár a couple of weeks ago while he was on the campaign trail in Prague. My first question: why run for the post of president?
Well, it's both a personal and more grand picture. The personal one is that I feel that I'd like to contribute something for my country. I've been engaged here on the academic side. I've been advisor to the government. And so I figured this was the time to really step in a little bit more. On the larger scale, why the timing is important is I feel that as the Czech Republic is now part of the European Union and the whole world is entering a sort of the profound globalization era, that the leadership of the country will matter in the sense of how the Czech Republic will fare on the world scene. To give you an example, you know, Ireland and Portugal started at roughly the same point in terms of economic development, and Ireland has obviously more than exceeded expectations, and Portugal has underperformed relative to what was expected. So some countries will do well and some will not, and I feel that by providing the leadership in the office of the president and working together with the political parties, parliament, and the executive branch of the government, that I can actually achieve something for the country.
What do you have to offer that the incumbent, Václav Klaus, doesn't have to offer?
Well, you know, there is the fact that I am above political parties, so president here should be politically independent. I am. I have both the local and the international experience, and in the globalization world, obviously the international, broad international experience is important. I am looking more forward than backwards. I pretty much do hold strong views that are aligned with those of the rest of the Western world, be it in the area of global warming, be it in the area of importance of an active role that Czech Republic can play in the European Union. So there are major differences.
Though both are broadly centre-right, Mr. Švejnár certainly has a more positive view of the European Union than Václav Klaus, who's a firm Eurosceptic, or Eurorealist, as he puts it. In a similar vein, Mr. Klaus, unlike the challenger, is lukewarm to say the least when it comes to adopting the common European currency. And the incumbent's sceptical views on climate change are, shall we say, unusual. But when we move from policy to politicking, Mr. Klaus is far and away the more experienced of the two candidates. Indeed, the founder and honorary chairman of the Civic Democrats is without question one of the two or three most important figures in post-communist Czech politics. By contrast, the challenger is a latecomer to the political game. He has served as an advisor to ex-president Václav Havel and others, but has never been affiliated to any party. So, given his relative outsider status and Mr. Klaus's ultimate insider status, isn't it a disadvantage for Jan Švejnár that when it comes to horse trading for votes, he simply has less to offer?
You're right. I mean, there is definitely, I'm not offering that. I'm offering the vision, I'm offering my skills, my expertise. I believe that the parties that are supporting me, and that's my advantage, that I'm supported by a significant part of the political spectrum from the left to the right, that they will do whatever is needed in the good old politics, where I have no comparative advantage whatsoever, and I'm focusing really on the ideas and where the country should go.
Why have you been visiting regional centres around the country, given that the people can't vote, it'll be deputies and senators who vote for president?
It's true, but recall that the first 3 weeks of January, the deputies, the members of the parliament, are actually not in session in Prague, but they are in their just regions and their cities and towns. So actually visiting there makes sense because that's where I can see them, and I do see them there. I do take the opportunity also to talk to the citizens at large. President in the Czech conception is a president of all the people, and in that sense, talking to people makes sense. I do learn a lot. I have an opportunity to tell them how I feel, how I think about various issues. So it's a really important part of the whole campaign.
Some emigres who return to the Czech Republic say they experience a certain resentment that they're seen as being a little bit foreign. Is that something you've experienced, and could it even prevent you becoming elected?
You know, I don't feel I have really experienced it much in the work that I've done so far. I've created a first-rate economics institution in collaboration with Czech colleagues. I've advised President Václav Havel on economic matters. I've talked to virtually all prime ministers and ministers of finance in all the governments. So I don't feel that's the case. Obviously, as part of the political battlefield right now, these issues are raised. But I think it's more kind of the political parlance than real sense that in some sense I'm deficient or wouldn't be able to handle the job.
Mr. Klaus is commonly regarded as the favorite to win Friday's bicameral vote. Jan Švejnár has the backing of the Social Democrats, though it's distinctly possible not all of their parliamentarians will toe the official party line, and the Greens. In order to prevail, he will need the support of at least some Christian Democrat lawmakers, which he seems assured of, and the backing of the Communist Party, which is rather another story. In fact, the Communists may well back Mr. Švejnár in the first two rounds. But only with an eye to preventing Mr. Klaus winning. They've hinted they would then scupper the decisive third round by abstaining before introducing a candidate of their own in a subsequent election. But, on the other hand, the challenger has been saying some of Mr. Klaus's civic democrats have pledged to vote for him. So it's all rather difficult to read. All things considered, how does the candidate himself regard his chances?
You know, one has to take the dynamics into account. When I started a couple months ago, I was obviously the outsider, both in opinion polls among the members of the parliament who are going to vote. And, you know, now I am the one who is, if anything, ahead in the opinion polls. And many people in the parliament are seriously considering voting for me. So I think that the chances now are about 50-50.
It's fair to say that few pundits would share Jan Švejnár's optimism. If he does become the next president of the Czech Republic, it could only be described as a big upset. But there's no doubting that the previously little-known economics professor has impressed many in the last 2 months, and been a more than worthy opponent to Václav Klaus.
Ian Willoughby with that special profile of Jan Švejnár. Tune in tomorrow when we examine the presidency of Václav Klaus. Don't forget, if you've got any